Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition. Through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane. I am the Intuitist, and I am here today as your host for this Intuition and Spirituality series. Now, I don't know why I'm feeling a little bit nervous today. I wanted to talk about auras, and I started writing this blog, and I thought, oh, gee, that'd be good for a podcast, so I'm going to sort of bring it together. But because I put so much work into the blog and it's so nicely detailed and it's such a lovely structure, I really want to sort of read a little bit about it. So I am just going to bring it over to here and just going to do a little bit of reading and then share my stories with you. So after many years of studying and experiencing intuition on various levels, the knowledge of chakras and auras just came naturally to me. Now, they also sparked my interest enough, and I spent a few years delving deeper into auras and mainly chakra. I love the chakras and working with the chakras. But being a detailed person, and I'm quite analytical, I do like to have structure and I do like to have that understanding, and yet I'm very highly spiritually involved, it was hard to sort of to get the airy-fairy out of auras and chakras and that side of things, intuition especially. But I have experienced a lot of things, and in one case, as you've probably heard, I've only just survived it. So that left me with this really a deep-seated knowing. It's not just a believing. I really know that we have two bodies and we have to communicate, and our intuition is that communication between the two bodies. But recently I was just asked about auras, and that's what sparked this subject. Now, they asked about why and how we catch feelings in our aura and how we can protect ourselves from catching those feelings. Now, we don't catch feelings per se. We sense the energy of those feelings. And remember, emotions are energy in motion. So that's what energy in motion is. It's emotions. So they're the sort of things that we sense. Now, we sense this energy through our aura, right? So that's our energy field, what people call as our energy field. We process that, those senses, we process them through our chakras. So we go narrow it down into the chakras. So they're the energy vortexes or the filters. And then we assess that information in our soul or our spirit. So that's the spiritual energy or spiritual body or the energy body. Now, that information then is communicated back from our spiritual side to our physical side. And it's that communication that we call intuition, okay? It's that deep-seated knowing that we call intuition. So that's sort of the background to it. But I wanted to go a little bit further into what auras were and delve deeper into them. I will do a podcast on chakras too, and I'll go a little bit deeper into the chakras and get an understanding of that, because I actually really enjoy the way it all sort of comes together. But anyway, the first question was, what are auras? So auras are an extension of our spirit. So it's still attached to us. It's still an extension of our spirit. Now, they're described as an energy field that extends beyond our physical body. So in general, if you put your arms out to the side, stretch them out, that's how big your aura is. That's as a general. Now, of course, the aura sizes do change, and there's reasons behind that, and I'll go into that a bit later. And often it's the emotions that will actually make it in expand or contract. So why do we have auras? Now, auras are in place for very several reasons. It's our first line of energy acknowledgement. It's a heightened awareness, and it's a physical. It's a heightened awareness of our local surroundings. It's a form of energy protection. It amplifies your energy. It is there to gather information for your soul and spirit within, and it can be read to give us guidance, right? Now, I'm going to take you through my story about auras and how I got into them and things like that, and I want to be able to bring up some images to show you. But I'll just dig into that a little bit more. So our first line of energy acknowledgement. Now, it's not our only line of energy acknowledgement, but it is our first one, and it's probably the closest to like your physical aspect. So when things are starting to get a lot closer to you, your aura will pick them up. Now, you'll pick up things that you weren't aware of, like you might not be able to see them, but that will be sort of almost your first line as it's getting closer and closer to you. Now, with your energy and your spirit and everything else, you can pick up other things. This is where they do remote healing and they can pick up and do readings on other people, because you can do it on a long distance. But the aura is designed to be closer for you, to give you an understanding of who you are and what you are and what's around you. So it's more of a bath, almost like a physical barrier, but it isn't a barrier. And it may be an energy barrier if you use it right. And the heightened awareness of our local surroundings. So because it's here, it's giving us more of a heightened awareness around us. It gives us more of an understanding of what's going on. When you walk into that room and somebody's had an argument, you can feel it straight away. That's that sort of heightened awareness around you. Now, it is a form of energy protection. So there is ways, and I will explain that as I go further down into the podcast, I'll tell you how to do the energy protection. So it is a form of energy protection. It amplifies your energy. Now, when we talk about amplifying our energy, if you're feeling down, it's going to put it out there. You can't hide it. You know when you sort of say to somebody, oh, how are you today? And they go, oh, I'm good, thanks. And you go, yeah, well, now say that with a little bit more conviction, because I don't believe you. You can feel it, you can sense it, you understand that it's amplifying your energy out. So if you're feeling down, they're going to know about it. They may ignore it and they may not call you out on it, and that's often a polite way of being, which is good. I've said to people often, you know, how are you? And they'll go, oh, you know, yeah, I'm good. And you know damn well they're not. But if they don't want to share, then that's their choice too. They don't have to share. So it does amplify your energy. And now it does gather that information. So the reason why it's there, it's sensing that information and bringing it in. It's bringing it in through our chakras, and we're getting an understanding of it. When it comes back to us, it's giving us some intuitive information. Now, that takes me a lot longer to say than it actually happens, you know. So it can be in an instant that you sort of feel something and you go, oh, what was that? So you have that feeling. You know when somebody's watching you from behind and you sort of go, oh, it's a bit weird. So it's not, again, not just that wide. It is a lot further. But if you can imagine that person is watching you or looking at you, they're actually sending their energy towards you. So it's not them being beside you or near you or around you. It's that their energy is hitting your energy field. Okay, it's touching your energy, your aura. So that's to gather information from around you. And, of course, that, like I said, they can be read. So I'm going to go into that now. So the reading part of it was really intriguing to me. So I'm a theory tester. So I did test the theory of auras. I haven't been able to for chakras, although I have done a little bit. Auras I wanted to test. So I wanted to see my aura. I wanted to see an aura. I needed to visually see it in real life to get that understanding. So my biggest things, again, the three things I say, you ask, you receive, and you action. I was asking. I was asking to see what an aura looked like. I wanted to get an understanding. I started doing that. You know when you look at the leaf and you start to see the glow around it, and even when you start to focus and you do that, or get me fingers up, you do the finger thing where you're feeling the energy between your fingers, That's another way to do it. You rub your energy, and then you can sort of feel it coming together between your hands, and you can actually feel the energy there. Now, I was doing all this. I was practicing, testing theories, and I said I wanted to see an aura. I wanted to see what it looked like. So I was quite mindful that that's where I wanted to go, and that's what I wanted to see. But I was also very, as I said, analytical. I needed to see it. I needed to be confident that it was what I was seeing. So I put it out there, and I don't know how long. I couldn't tell you how long. I can't remember. But this one particular night, I had woken up, and I wasn't feeling well. There was something going on. I can't remember what it was, but I had to have a shower. It was like my skin was really itchy, or I'd been out, because this was on the farm, so I'd been out in the farm, and something had sort of really annoyed me, and I needed to go and have a shower and cool my body down. So I remember getting in the shower, and I was cooling my body down, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning or something ridiculous, and so I was being as quiet as I could, and I remember just looking down at my leg because it was irritating me, and putting it out under the water, and I saw it wasn't a glow. It was more of a sparkle. I saw it as a sparkle, a green sparkle. Now, in my near-death experience, it was very similar to this, is what I saw with my near-death experience. It was like it started off as a fog and then went into a sparkle. That's what this did. It went into this sparkle, and it was the closest colour I could call it was green. But it wasn't a green. The closest colour I could say it was green. You know how sometimes you see, you go out for a walk in the forest and everything seems brighter, you know, the colour, you might have had rain go through or something, everything seems brighter. It was like that. It was a green that wasn't really a green. And I remember looking at it and going, what's that? And as soon as I sort of went, what's that, and realised, I was seeing my aura. And, of course, it disappeared, like it always does for me. I saw it. That's all I needed to do. So I know we have auras. I know that they're there, and I know that we have colours in them. And it was green, so, of course, I looked at what green meant and rah, 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 and it was all about healing and all the rest. So for that particular time, I had a green aura around me, or it's definitely around my legs. So maybe it was because I was healing. I was in the shower and cooling my body down. So when I did that, then it was like, okay, so aura started to become a little bit of a thing for me, you know. So I went, okay, I wanted to know a little bit more. I did the photos. You know how you get the aura photos done? Well, I did the aura photos, but me not wanting to stop there, decided that, you know what, I'm going to purchase one of the cameras myself, and that's what I did. And for a couple of years, I did, I'll pop you on screen, I'll show you. I did these aura photos. So here's one I'll share on screen for you so you can see. Okay. So this is for the people on the podcast. This is a picture of, it's like a Polaroid, for want of another word. It's a picture of the aura. Now, this is exactly how they did turn out, except they were in sort of different colours, obviously. Now, for this particular one, we've got a yellow at the head's area, which is at the top. We've got a yellowy pink down the bottom at the feet area. On the left side of the person, you've got one colour, you've got another. On the right, you've got your base, or what they call the centre colour, which is basically covering the whole body, like your torso. And then you've got your heart area. So they were the areas that you could read. Now, I really enjoyed doing this. I really enjoyed doing the readings. But I have to be honest, I actually enjoyed the chakras, and you can see them just in the back there of that images. If you want to have a look at that, it will be on YouTube. So you could see the images there. But that's sort of how I really got stuck into, I'm going to stop showing that one and show you this other one, because the other one's just amazing. and this one's all blue, but you can see there, because there's no writing on it this time, you can see on that image that all the chakras come through. And when I first started looking at doing these readings, these aura readings and chakra readings, I did look at them for the auras, only for the auras. But funnily enough, I got a lot more out of the chakras than I did out of the auras. But that's another story. Let's go back to where I was. Okay, so what I had done, I had purchased this and I started doing some of the readings. Now, what I do want to get into, okay, so what do auras actually do? Now, they do some amazing things. It's quite surprising. They enlarge and extract. And contract accordingly. So you can have a bigger aura or a less aura, not as big. They're full of colours, as you can see, and they are constantly changing. They change with our emotions and what's happening with us. They can be adjusted to suit the situation. So we actually have control over our auras. We can actually control them. They constantly sense different types of energy. So, again, they can be that little antenna. You know, like something's happening, there's somebody staring at you in the background. So they can actually be ahead of the five physical senses. Not all the time, but often they're ahead of the five physical senses. And again, when we look at, say, you know, that you could feel somebody's staring at you, that's ahead of the five physical senses. Now, they also relay those energy perceptions that they're feeling and understanding, and they send it into the soul and give us some intuitive guidance coming back to it. Then the last thing they do, and they probably do lots more, but this is what I know, they amplify our energies. So they actually are putting out our energies. Now, I just wanted to clarify this a little bit, because this is happening at the moment. I knew of this particular lady, and I'd connected with her and I'd met her, and she was actually a lovely lady, but there was something that wasn't quite right, and I didn't know what that was. Like, when we first met, when we first were introduced and we met each other, I enjoyed what she said. I liked how she was, and you know, we got along fine. There was a lot of similarities there, which was really good, but there was this underlying aspect that it just didn't feel right, and I don't know what it was. Now, this is where her energies were being amplified and my energies are being amplified by our aura. We're putting it out there. So I'm picking up some of her energy and going, oh, I'm getting this intuitive information saying, oh, do this or do that or say this and say that. But there was this other little bit of energy that was coming through that was going, not right. Something not right there. I don't know what it is. Doesn't feel comfortable. And she was saying all the right things, doing all the right things. But again, I kept getting this feeling of something that's just not right. And this is how we're amplifying our energies. So again, if you're feeling down, and people sort of say to you, you know, are you okay? And you go, well, you know what, I'm not really, but I don't want to talk about it at the moment. I'm holding it in. I'm just coping with how I want to cope. And again, that's fine. And people have to respect that. So we have all this understanding. So I'm with this lady and I'm getting this information and everything else, and I could not put my finger on it. I could not understand what was going on, why I was feeling so uncomfortable. Well, just recently, she has been putting up posts on Facebook, and they're really not my cup of tea. They're very, very, they're just not what I like. They're judgmental, they're generalized. So if you don't follow what I'm saying, then you're not my friend attitude. And it's like, you know, there's just those elements of it. So I have unfriended that or unfollowed her. I might have unfollowed, I don't know. Because one of the big things is that who we get energy from everybody. Extroverts, people need more energy. They need to really be around people and gather that energy in the one-on-one as far as their aura goes. Introverted people don't need to get the energy so much from the external. They get it more internal. So they feed their auras internally and create their own energy rather than getting it externally. So me unfriending her, because I am more introverted than extroverted, I don't need that sort of energy to be around. I don't necessarily disagree. She's got every right to say whatever she wants to say. I don't judge her on it. I just don't like it. And if I don't like it, I don't want that in my energy. I don't want that sort of information coming into me. So I don't have to be her friend. Like, I don't see the problem in unfriending somebody if they're not creating a positive feeling for you. Now, I'm not saying be a fair-weathered friend, because I have friends that are going through shit at the moment. They're going through such a hard time, but I'm not going to unfriend them. Their beliefs and their core values are still similar or along the same line as me. And so I know that their energy at the moment might be down, it might be tough and it might be hard, but I know their true energy, their underneath, their underlying stuff is real. It's on the same level as me or on the same wavelength as me. So I'm not a fair-weathered friend, but I do pick and choose who I am friends with. And I don't need in my life any more extra negative aspects. So when we have that, when we have that energy coming out and we don't want it, it leads me to the next question, how we can use our aura to protect ourselves. Now, there is great ways we can protect ourselves from other people's energies. And that can be really, really easy. And once you know how, you're not going to have any problems with them. But the biggest thing, the most important aspect, is understanding when and where to make the changes or the triggers and signs to say the protection is needed, is required. Okay? Now, there's three main areas. I got sunburned, so I'm itchy, sorry. There's three main areas. And there could be more. Again, this is just what I've got out of it. One is about creating a bubble type effect. The other one is expanding your aura energy from the heart center. And the other one is using direct energy source. Now, that's a form of protection, but not necessarily using your aura. Now, what I didn't actually go through is, how long have I got? I'm on 22 minutes. Okay. What I didn't actually go through, which I would have liked to have shown you or talked about a bit more, is we've got sort of understanding your aura. Okay. So you can see the picture on there, and basically your aura is almost like an egg shape. Now, it isn't as clear on the boundaries as, say, the image would give. It does. You know, go out a little bit and move around and become different shapes. It is, in general, an egg shape around you. In the image there, you can see it sort of hollowing in a little bit, and they're the different colours that come through. So the shape of the aura, ideally it should have a harmonious, round, balanced shape. All areas should radiate in about the same brightness. So when we're looking at that image, you can see there's different brightnesses in there. And when we're doing readings, we look for areas or spots with intense colour, unique shapes, different things like that, areas where they could be stressed, you know, there could be holes in areas, certain areas have gaps. And often you'll find there can be patches, little brown patches or areas, not the chakras, but there could be little patches where people may be having issues. They could be having heart issues, shoulder issues, and that can show up in that area too. It can be just a murky colour. So that's that size of it. The size of the aura, again, the with this one, we're sort of saying as an average, it's, you know, arms wide, but the size can vary and we have control over that. So when the aura is close to the body, we're contracting our energy, we're not letting it out, and we're holding on to it. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. There's times when we need to do that. I go into a shopping centre straight away. I don't want to know what everyone's doing. I'm picking up that energy already and I don't really need to. So I tend to contract mine in shopping centres. The brightness and intensity, we look at all that sort of side of it. So if you're getting an aura reading done, you'll look at the brightness and your intensity of it. And certain areas will be brighter and certain aspects. So you've got the energy coming in and flowing out and all different sorts of things. So I just wanted to, you know, explain to you how they do readings on that. And in all honesty, when we're doing readings across the board, any sort of reading, like I do a lot of flower readings, card readings, any of the readings, the similarities are all there. The similarities in the colours, the similarities in numbers, in shapes. There's a lot of similarities across the board in any of your readings. So don't think this is magic or science. Well, actually, it probably is more science. It's quite analytical. You can actually do strong analytical readings by just looking at some of those aspects, shape, colour, form, you know, those sort of things. You can do very strong analytical readings if you understand what it is. And if somebody's drawing that image, that is definitely their intuition kicking in. Oh, mate, it's so much fun. Anyway, let me go back to here. So we have got three ways: creating an aura bubble, or creating a bubble, expanding your aura energy from your heart source, and using direct energy source. I want to just go through this story, and it's very logical, and I probably overthunked it, but that's me. Creating an aura bubble, right? Now, I don't know if you've heard people say, oh, just bubble them, you know, put a bubble around them. Now, that makes a lot of sense, you know, because you're creating this film of protection. And if you start to say, I'm going to put a bubble around, you've got to visualize it in your head and you're sort of going, okay, I'm putting a bubble around this particular person or around me. So put it around yourself. Okay. So we're going to put a bubble around ourselves. So we sort of visualize it to start with, what it looks like and all the rest and how it is and how we feel inside of it. So we create this bubble around us, and that's our form of protection. And usually in a general sense, that bubble is like your aura. It's like the edge of your aura. So that is how I look at auras in that sense. I'll go, okay, I want to bubble my aura, so I put this bubble around. Now, that is really good. And what I used to visualize was energy, negative energy especially, hitting that bubble and bouncing away, okay? I did not want that energy in me. One of the things I used to do is put up barriers as well, you know. But what I had trouble with when I was doing this was that I, again, might have overthunked it. I wanted to still receive positive energy. Now, I don't know if I'm being rude, because I want positive and I don't want the negative. And that could be a little bit, I don't know, discriminating, for want of another word. But that's what I wanted. So I couldn't put up this barrier, this bubble, this set wall. I couldn't put that up. It didn't feel right for me. And then I remember back when I saw my aura with that green. It was in the shower in the middle of the night, and I saw the green of my legs. And I went, that's like a sparkle. It's really like a sparkle. So I went, no, what I want now is I don't want that set bubble. I want this sparkle. I want this very, very dense, sparkly edge. So now you know what a sequin's like, a sparkly, you know, a little sequin. So that reflects colour or light. So that's how I saw it. So I saw the negative energy getting hit, but because they were all individual pieces, I saw the positive energy coming through. So the love energy was coming through via all that, and the negatives were getting hit on the sparkles. So I actually covered myself in sparkles. Now, I know that sounds really girly and really strange, but it made sense to me. And that's what you've got to do. You want to put a bubble up? You want to put a form of protection up. Put up something that makes sense to you. I didn't want a heavy wall. I want to be able to help people. I want to be able to engage. And to do that, I need to be able to allow them into my aura as I would hopefully get into theirs, and we can have that energy exchange. So I didn't want a solid wall. I didn't want that sort of aspect. And that's why this bubble became a sparkle barrier. So that's how I did that side of it. Now, the next one was expanding it. So you do what you need to do. Create what you need to do, but visualize it and visualize it how you want it. To start with, you may need that strong, secure barrier. You know, you may go, I want a brick wall around my aura, because I, at the moment, am feeling that I just need to have my space and I just can't deal with anybody else's crap. Fair enough. And when we do put these up there, they do eventually wear down. You do know that. So every now and then we have to go, oh, let's do it again. Let's put up another, let's put up something else and put a form of protection. Like I said, I tend to do it automatically when I go into shopping centres now. I don't think much about it. And you just sort of just go in and you know you've got your protection up. It's like an automatic switch. Hey, Google, put on that protection. So, yeah, you know, okay, let's not go there. So the next section I want to talk about was expanding your aura energy from the heart centre. Now, this was another form of protection. I had an incident once, and this is, I'd been doing the bubble and everything else. I had an incident once where I woke up in the morning and I had this very, very heavy feeling of energy on my chest. I felt like somebody was squashing me. And it was a little bit, I woke up a little bit anxious with it, because I could feel, I felt like I was stuck, like I just couldn't move. I didn't know how to lift my arms. I just couldn't do anything. It was really weird. You got a little bit frightened. I got a little bit scared. And I'm thinking, because I know that there's negative forces out there, but negative forces can't get me if I'm working from the heart and being positive. But having this heavy weight on you and not being able to see anything there is really quite challenging. But again, I went straight to, no, negative forces can't, negative things can't get to me. But I thought, I need to protect myself. I couldn't bubble myself. This was on me. Now, if I bubbled it, it would have been in my bubble. So I couldn't bubble it. And I remember thinking, well, shit, what do I do? And my strongest chakra is my heart chakra. And I used to shoot people with heart rainbows and things like that, just to sort of go, you know, this is, I'm giving positive energy out because I'm not sure what you're doing. And that's what I did. I actually started to work in my heart chakra, because the only way I felt I could get rid of this negative energy or this dark energy that was on me was to push it away. So I focused on my heart center, my chakra area, my heart area, and basically brought all the energy in and pushed this thing away. And as soon as it got outside the aura area, my barrier area, whatever I'd want to, you know, believe it to be, as soon as it got outside there, straight away bubbled up. And that one was a protective bubble, because I needed it to be a little bit more secure. So I did that, and then sort of went, well, that was a bit weird. People are going to be thinking I'm a bit weird, so let's not share that story. So, yeah, you guys have got that story. Sorry about that. But that's one way we can do it. That's another way we can do it. So what we'll focus on is just taking it from the heart and bringing it out and just pushing it all out. The next one, which is like using your direct energy source, is a similar manner. What I did do with that particular one, the first one, was I think it came from through the other chakras. So the other chakras were bringing the energy through and pushing it back out, forcefully out through the heart center. Now, you can do that by going with direct energy source is what I call. Now, we're all connected with a direct energy source, a little bit, and it comes through the top of our heads, through the crown chakra, and you can just shoot that out through your heart chakra too. Now, I always go through the heart chakra because for me, the heart chakra is about love and it's unconditional love. Now, I'm not saying that that dark energy was bad. I'm just saying it didn't feel right. So it goes. I'm not judging it. I'm not criticizing it. It just, I don't want it. And that's all there is to it. So it's all about that awareness of not knowing what's going on. Now, I must keep going because I'm going to be running out of time. Let me have a look. Oh, yeah, 34 minutes. Sorry. Okay, so they're the three ways that you can do it. The first two, creating a protective bubble is the best way to go to start with. If you haven't got a bubble up and you feel you need to use the other one, so push from your heart center, and you can, again, use direct energy source. So it's not really the aura, but it is a form of protection. And, you know, we want to protect ourselves and we don't want the aura to be taking that stuff on. So the benefit for listening to this podcast or watching it is understanding that awareness is the key to using your aura for its best benefit. So it's the awareness of what's happening on inside you and what's happening externally to you. So the external stuff we've talked about a lot. The internal stuff we probably haven't. I've mentioned it a little bit. It's what we're putting out there. Okay, just be aware of what you're putting out there. And I don't like to put negative stuff out there. I don't put negative posts up on Facebook. Every now and then I put up a post to say, I'm just feeling a little bit crappy today. I don't want to put that negative out to everyone, but often you find that you get so much positive back, or even people sort of going, yeah, I know how you feel. Yeah, it must be the bloody moon. It just makes you feel a bit better. So it's, you know, be mindful about what you put out there and how you interact with people. Because when you understand you have this energy field around you, it's constantly picking up information and sending it back to your soul, and that's guiding you. When you understand the importance of that, you understand why it's important to be surrounded by positive people or people that are in general positive, because we all go through negative situations and we all go through negative stuff. But if you've got a person that's in general positive, they are actually going to go through their negative shit, but they're actually going to come through it in a positive manner. They're going to be looking and they're going to be understanding. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of who is around you and how you deal with them. Now, sometimes we can't sit there and unfriend people like we do on Facebook. Sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes these people are in our lives and they're in our lives for a reason. Put your protection up for that. Put your protection up for that. If you've got somebody there, a work colleague, somebody there that's constantly in the negative, put your protection up and feed them positive love through your heart chakra, because I tell you what, they're not going to hang around for long. This is that like attracts like. If your aura is bright and positive and alive, they are not going to be attracted to you. And, oh, that's one of the things I didn't mention. That's what attraction is. What they actually do. So attraction is, I did have it in there, sorry. I just didn't mention it. But What do auras actually do? They enlarge and attract and retract accordingly. So the benefits of that are building positive energy and restricting the negative. So they can retract and restrict the negatives, which is what I do when I go in shopping centres, or they can open up. So when I'm out in the forest and everything else, I can open it up and I can actually feel the trees and the rocks and the different things that are happening. They are full of colours that are constantly changing. So it's these colours that are constantly changing in our auras that make us sparkle. It's what makes us sparkle. When someone's pregnant, they've got like two auras there. It's making them sparkle. And that can be adjusted to suit situations. So we can control our auras to protect ourselves. We can control them, which is what I've just talked about before. They are constantly sensing different types of energy. So as I said, this was this coming, you know, somebody staring at. Where was the other one? They give us intuitive guidance and they amplify our energies. Now, that's what I said, they amplify your energies about what you're putting out. And I talked about this particular lady that was putting out all the right energies, but there was this underlying stuff. This also happens with us. This is the internal part that I wanted to talk about. This happens with us. If we're putting out the right energy, this is where life attracts life. This is the law of attraction. If you're putting out that energy, a positive energy, no way known are you going to be attracting negative people. You are going to clash. You may have somebody who's negative that is attracted to your light to start with, but they're not going to want to hang around. If they are negative in the core, they are not going to want to hang around somebody who's positive in the core or more positive in the core. Now, again, we can have negative times. So people can be in a negative situation or experiencing negativity. But if their core isn't negative, if their soul's holding on to more positive than it is negative, then you will be attracted and that your light will be able to help that people and you will be able to go forward. So that's what is really, really exciting. When they talk about the law of attraction, it, a lot of it has to do with your aura. It's that energy that you're putting out that makes you attractive to somebody else. So it's not always about the looks and about the this and the that. Often it is your aura that you're putting out that attracts people and you sort of go, oh, I don't know what it is about them, but I really like them. Have you ever met the person? Like I've met a lot of ladies like this lately and it's like, gosh, I don't know what it is about her, but I really like her. And you just have that these auras that come together and they just love each other. So that's perfect. So again, I better finish this off because I'm going overboard. Awareness is the key for using your aura, okay? So be aware. Be aware of what's going on. Do you need to contract it? Do you need to expand it? A lot of that will be you're feeling positive, you will have naturally expanded aura. If you're feeling negative, it will be naturally contracted too. So we have that area. So be very aware. Your aura is continually sensing the energy around you and assessing it through your chakras into your very soul. Being constantly bombarded with negative energy will naturally cause you to become anxious and retract your aura. If you retract it too much, it will also cease to sense and use positive energy to move forward. So if it's only got negative energy coming in, that's all it can use to go forward. Life can be pretty depressing when you can't sense positive energy. And if all that's moving us forward is negative energy, it's not going to be good. So be aware of your aura, but be really, really mindful, not just of your aura, but who's around you. Put up your bubble when you need to and look after yourself. This is your energy. This is energy that's coming into you and being fed back to you. So be mindful of that. Anyway, that's me. I've taken up too much time already. If you want to have more of an understanding of tools to how to trust your intuition, subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And if you do follow me, I won't unfriend you. But just check out the blogs and the free resources on intuitivenature.com.au. I am putting up some, this year's going to be fantastic. I am putting up lots of new resources. I've been doing my one-on-ones, putting together my signature program for one-on-one. And that'll all be coming through too. So there's a Facebook group called Emotional Mastery. My intention is to do live streaming on that. It hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. I have getting everything ready and in place. So remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. So I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist, and I'm saying bye for now. Got to find the right spot first. Okay, guys, bye for now. Ending.